Stacey and Jay Spoo.
You remind me of a girl. That's the name of the song. Do you think he's stressed about anything lately?
No, why would he be? He's
do
Usher.
Do you think like after work, after he feeds like other people's wives cherries at like his concerts, he goes home and he's like, oh, what a stressful day. I gave her the wrong cherries.
Those cherries weren't even in season.
By the way, that is a thing that Usher does, right? He feeds other people's wives cherries at his concerts.
I don't think that that's what he's worried about. I think he's more worried about, in fact, it might have been this music video. You know when he was right behind the girl, but he just couldn't reach her? She was just two steps ahead all the time.
Stacey, I can imagine that to be very stressful.
Very stressful.
If you're like a musician or like a performer.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hectic. It's East Coast Radio, KZN's number one music station. There's a reason why we set it up like that, because there's a new study, guys, has found that work-related stress is spilling into people's deep and private lives.
Yeah, shocking. Shocking, we know. You can't believe it.
Affecting relationships, affecting sleep, and even how present we are when we finally clock out. Researchers say that every person carries at least 3 hours of work stress at home every single day, and it's starting to take like a real toll in our well-being, guys. It's a problem now.
So now, bear in mind that the average person works 8 to 5.
Depends where, but that's another topic for another day.
So you've got about that many hours on average. And think about how stressed you are over the duration of that day. 3 hours worth of that stress you are walking into your home with.
Bro.
Now look, we're good, but no one's that good. Obviously, this is going to start affecting you and your relationships and the way that you just move through the world. I think that that's pretty obvious stuff. So here's the problem, though. It doesn't necessarily always take a big lifestyle change to fix that. And you're going, yes, here comes the TED Talk. How do I do it? I'm looking at burnout in the mirror and it looks just like me. So what we need to start introducing is, it's not necessarily like a treat yourself moment, but it's the small after work pick-me-ups that have been proven to actually make a difference. Almost as if you were putting a stop at the end of your day. So it's something that kind of knocks you out of that funk. It allows for you to metaphorically leave your work stress at the door. And for some people, it's grabbing an ice cream. It's taking a walk on the promenade. It's hanging out with the dogs. It's FaceTiming your friends. It's jamming in traffic to Jay Spoo's Traffic Jam.
Nice.
Whatever your favorite playlist happens to be. It's a fancy podcast that may even other people. Like maybe you're just driving around for an extra 3 minutes because you need to just tone yourself down. So we want to know what that thing is for you. What is it for you?
For me, Stacey, it used to be silence before I had my son Uzanda.
Yes.
That was cute while it lasted. Then life hit me, bam. and then I had a time where like a glass of wine was like my thing, bro. Until one glass turned into 2 glasses, then 2 glasses turned into 3 glasses. Then I'm hungover on a Wednesday, and that's not ideal. Because we do what we do. Now, and this is the reason why I moved to Belito. So I live in Belito and I work in Mhlanga. I get that nice 30-minute long drive,
yes,
jamming to some R&B.
Yeah.
Just, you know, playing, starring in my own music video. You
love
remind
that.
Me of her, girl. Yeah, that's how I wrap it up, man. Safely, with a seatbelt on.
Yes, very good. Very good. That's, and your headlights, as per Surgeon's traffic reports. So that is the question of the afternoon. It's a genuine one because everybody is feeling exhausted. And it's starting to get a little, we're getting a little twitchy, eh? Little tweakies that time of the year. So what is your go-to after work pick-me-up? That one thing that resets your mood, reminds you that you are more than just your job. And actually, at least 9 times out of 10,
preach,
it works. So call us 087-086-9495 or drop us a sexy voice note to 061-792-9495.
On the line, we have Stephen. Welcome to the show, Stephen. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, well, how you guys doing?
Hey, man, you sound like the day has had you, hey? Later on today, what are we doing to pick ourselves up, my friend?
No, it's easy. I'm a bluff boy, ex-policeman from Brighton, detectives, etc.
Yeah.
Now we're busy doing all other investigations. But my thing is, after a long day at the office, go down to the beach, watch the waves, clear your mind. It's a nice bubble to there. Just sit, watch the whales and the dolphins if they are. Just take all that stress away and nature will bring it. Put you back on track.
I get that feeling. Everything is all of a sudden happening in slow motion.
Actually, Stephen, as you were describing, I was there in the pub. I was also watching these elusive dolphins and whales. Thank you, my Stephen. Also, like, not for nothing, but unfortunately, such is the case. When you live in a place like KZN, where you are surrounded by so much natural beauty, you do take it for granted. So the effect, like, watch the Joburgers. They come here.
They go crazy.
They look at the ocean, guys. They're like different people.
Like zombies.
Sent in for whom? Sent in for whom? Because it's also nature makes you realize that you're so small and you're part of something way bigger.
Way bigger.
So
yeah,
it does literally reset your mind. So shout out to Stephen taking advantage. Yes, thank you, Jay Spoon.
Just let this
simmer. Yeah, let's just sit for a second, guys.
How does that make you feel? Oh, my mother-in-law creeped in. Sorry, my bad. Back to normal programming.
I am a child of nature now. I am a nature enthusiast. On our Facebook page, we asked the same question. Kayla Singh saying, my favorite snacks with a good series or movie. Oh, that's how she resets.
That's always nice. Nadine Mulver saying, getting home and making my dinner and watching Stargate until I fall asleep.
Oof, that was like my life, but not Stargate.
Huh?
That was my life.
What was yours?
Before.
What was yours?
I would watch whatever. Friends, Archer. Generally, things that I'd already watched.
Yeah. Oh, so that is no new information.
That has been proven to kind of quell anxiety. That's why people go back to series they've already seen. Courtney on our Facebook page also saying, coffee. Nothing beats my kettle water, my mug,
damn,
and coffee in my home, on my couch. Courtney, I'm coming, girl. Make space.
Yeah, so
I'm going to be there now.
We're getting there. As long as we have the idea as to what we need to do after a long day, then that's tick box one, right? So now we want to know from you. Like, what's your go-to? Like, pick-me-up vibes. That's the one thing that you do to reset after a long day.
Because we have to.
Yeah, 061-792-9495.
When you get home, right, and you're still feeling away, according to science, you are accumulating about 3 hours worth of work stress and taking that into your house.
Yeah.
So if you feel like when you see your partner, your kids, your cat, your dog, whatever, you are still filled with rage and upsetation, you're not by yourself. It's very normal. However, in a bid to circumvent this, not necessarily avoid it all the time because we're just people, right? There are after work pick-me-ups that you can institute that will make you feel a little bit lighter.
Yeah, so we're asking you, what are those that reset your mood? And on the line, we have Noxy. Noxy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hey,
we good? Hey, just trying to get by all the way from Morningside. Okay, what's your after work pick-me-up tendency or routine?
Guys, it has to be gym or running.
Mm-hmm. Gym
some
or running.
Form of exercise that you can do. I'm telling you, you're just going to feel like you're going to feel great. Because look, you go there, you are just punching whatever you can punch.
It's yeah,
to a boxing class, and then you picture that person who's upset you, and then you're punching, and or just a killer class, guys. But that has worked for me.
Yeah.
That
is really when you are punching, because I can see it.
I can feel it. I'm
right?
there. Yeah.
When you are punching, on most days, whose face are you putting on?
Careful, Noxy. Don't incriminate yourself. Okay.
You don't have to tell us names. Just describe them. You see them every day. Are they
lover,
or is it just like someone at work?
It's about to be you if you don't stop this line of questioning, sir.
I'm telling you guys, for me, once I've done that killer class from kickboxing or whatever, it's like,
Nice, man. Thank you for sharing, okay?
Pew, 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 pew. Bye, my Noxy.
There you go.
She's right, though.
Also, it's that warm shower after you work out that does the job as well.
And you get that like runner's high afterwards too. And then you're like, I am bigger than all of my problems. And then tomorrow, we go again. On Facebook, Michelle saying, her after work pick me up is her husband, Kishen.
Wow. Talk about lovers in the air, Tua Delezi.
Must be nice. What on the Valentine's Day?
Nice to see you guys. And Stacey, good to see you guys. Winston, you're young. My thing, I usually come home at like 2 o'clock in the mornings. Then my favorite thing is close to where I stay, there's like a 24-hour garage and they serve the best coffee. So I like to have a nice cup of Java. That's what I treat myself to every now and then, especially after a long day or long whatever. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll just sit by the garage, sip my cup of coffee before I head home.
Hi, Stacey and Joy Spoo. It's Celestia, also from the Bluff. Mine is definitely a cup of coffee, but a really nice cappuccino at my favorite coffee shop with a nice piece of cake, like something sweet. Oh.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo, what's happening, guys? I hope both of you are doing well. So, in response to your question, my go-to R&R after a long day of work is mobile gaming. I play a game called PUBG Mobile, also known as PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. And yes, it does make me feel good after a long day. Just an hour or so is enough to revitalize my mind. Have a good one, guys. Lekker.
Also, facts just in. Another thing that could really, really just reset your day, especially after a long day. Two people. They generally hang out with you between 3 and 6 on a platform called East Coast Radio. It's called Stacey and Jay Spoo.
I've heard of them.
Just to give them a name. Stacey and Jay Spoo. Very memorable. You'll find yourself lolling the whole way home. A decent bunch. One's got a cat, one's got a kid. We love having a great time.
That's true. And then also, aren't they also flanked by, like, those are the people? So, like, there's a sports guy.
Yes, Nicholas Tatum.
Yes, and he knows everything.
He's also very lolly.
Yes, yeah.
And every now and again, Sershan Mudlyar.
Who is, let me tell you,
oh,
the puns.
Oh, my goodness, the lolly.
You didn't know there were that many puns that one could make out of traffic. You know what? Actually, those two. That's it. So, guys, please spread the word far and wide. Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. Don't say we don't see for you.
Yeah.
Stacey and Jay Spoo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.